This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, crops throughout Illinois are in pretty good shape, according to the report for the week ending July 9th. Corn silking jumped to 33% compared to 45% for the five-year average. Corn condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 28% fair, 50% good, and 13% excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 31% compared with 36% last year, and soybean setting pods was at 5% compared to 6% last year. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 8% poor, 24% fair, 56% good, and 10% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was 95% complete for the state compared to the five-year average of 86%. Well, many corn and soybean acres will soon be or are already ready for fungicide application, and today we'll hear about a fungicide Syngenta has to offer. Trivapro was available for farmers last year, but a new premix option is now available. The fungicide can be used with multiple crops, and Syngenta technical product lead Eric Tedford says corn trials have shown 27 bushels per acre yield advantages.
Trivapro is registered as a premix this year. You might recall last year it came out as a co-pack, which wasn't ideal. In each carton, you had two jugs of Trivapro A and two jugs of Trivapro B, and you had to mix the A's and the B's. So not ideal, but we wanted to bring it to market so people would have the availability to the technology early. Now we have the premix registered, and it's registered for use on corn, soybeans, and wheat. So we call it Trivapro. You can think of it in threes. And it's registered for corn, soybeans, and wheat, and it's available as a premix now.
Awesome. Well, sounds great. So three different crops. So what diseases are we talking about protecting these plants from?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the advantages of this premix is that it contains three different active ingredients, and all three different active ingredients provide broad-spectrum disease control. So what that means is that they're all doing the heavy lifting. If you were to make a mixture of say, two to make it easy, A and B, and A controlled 20 diseases and B controlled one, that wouldn't be such an ideal mixture because A is doing all the heavy lifting. But we've got a combination of three active ingredients, and all three provide broad-spectrum activity against diseases. So what that brings for corn is disease control against all of the heavy yield-limiting diseases like anthracnose, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, northern corn leaf spot. Rust, common rust and southern rust have become a lot more prolific. Certainly southern rust has become more prolific in the last couple of years, and it controls all of those. On soybeans, we have control of Cercospora leaf blight, frog eye leaf spot, alternaria, anthracnose, brown spot, aerial web blight, powdery mildew, target spot, and all the key diseases, and of course even Asian soybean rust, which we don't see a lot in the U.S., but certainly is a big player in other parts of the world like Brazil. And for cereals, excellent control, again, on rust, so stripe rust, leaf rust, septoria, leaf blight, tan spot, and target spot. So all the key diseases that we see in corn, soybeans, and wheat are pretty much covered by this combination of three active ingredients that all have broad-spectrum disease control.
Well, that's great. It definitely sounds like something that farmers could get some good use out of. So my next question is, okay, it can protect the plants from all of these diseases. It's been on the market. So what has performance been like for the fungicide? What have we been seeing, and how has it performed?
Well, you know, last year, because we came to market with a co-pack, what happened, you can always see the upside in things, and although it was a little bit inconvenient for people to use, what this meant was a lot of people didn't commit it to their whole farm. So we had a lot of farms that were either Trivapro was applied on half the farm or a portion of the farm. And the key benefit of that was that at the end of the year, we got back lots of pictures of green side of the field and a brown side of the field. But it's not the color that matters. It's also the yield that we got with these. So we put together a very comprehensive deck of slides that we can help illustrate what these benefits were. And the reason you have the green side of the field and the brown side of the field were two. One is we get crop enhancement benefits from two of the active ingredients in Trivapro, and I'll go into more detail on that later. But the other part is that we get excellent control of diseases, as I've just mentioned, and particularly in corn, you think about southern rust, it rips open the cuticle to liberate spores, and by so doing, cuticle is a pretty important part of the plant. It's that waxy layer on the outside of the leaf that prevents you from losing moisture and keeping, you know, the moisture in. So a lot of plants were dying down last year instead of drying down because they weren't treated, but the Trivapro-treated side of the field did great. Let me quote some numbers from some experimental plot work that we did. So I conducted last year, I had 48 corn trials out across different corn geographies in the U.S., and the average yield benefit Trivapro treated over the untreated in the corn trials was 27 bushel per acre increase over the untreated. 92% of the time there was a profit. So if you take out the cost of the fungicide in the application, 92% of those treatments provided a profit, which is a lot more consistent than what we used to talk about when we talked about Quilt Excel, which we were very happy about. But Quilt Excel, a couple of years ago when we were doing our trials, actually yielded about 11 or 12 bushels less than that. So Trivapro is even better than what we used to be very proud with Quilt Excel. In soybean trials, we saw an average yield benefit of 8 bushel per acre over the untreated, and in cereal trials and wheat trials, 13 bushel per acre over the untreated. So clearly some excellent benefits in yield across all three of those crops.
Eric, I wanted to go back to your comment about the crop enhancement. You said you'd expand on that a little bit more. I'd like you to do that now, if you don't mind. What does it provide growers on that crop enhancement side of things?
Yeah, so we know a lot about the physiology and the physiological benefits that we get from strobilurin fungicide. So we have azoxystrobin as one of the active ingredients in Trivapro, and we have abundant research on that. We also have some research that substantiates that we get similar type of benefits with the solatinol component. Solatinol is the SDHI chemistry that's in Trivapro. So, and what that does is it provides long-lasting residual disease control, but it also, this combination of the strobilurin and the SDHI chemistry in solatinol, we're getting benefits, physiological benefits. We often refer to them as crop enhancement benefits. So what I mean by that, these are benefits to reducing stress in plants. Plants tend to overreact to lots of stresses, and what we get with these fungicides is the ability for the plant to not overreact. And when you overreact, you're actually taking away from a lot of things like your yield. A really good example, you think back to 2012, very, very hot and dry in a lot of geographies where we grow corn, and there were fields that the untreated corn was curled up, and the leaves just were not happy. They were not at a good interface to receive light, to photosynthesize, to produce energy for the crop. And this was back in 2012, so it wasn't Trivapro, but it was Quilt Excel, but we see the same thing with Trivapro. I'm using this year as the example because it was so dry. But in the treated side, it looked like a totally different plant. The plants look normal. They look healthy. That's because the physiological benefit of allowing the plants to utilize water more efficiently by regulating the stomates that have an impact on the release of water. So it allows the plants to utilize water more efficiently. Another example of physiological benefits are keeping the plant green longer. So you allow the plant to stay green, and green is important because it's all about photosynthesis. And if you keep the factory going, you're putting the energy into the bulking up of the yield, and that's what you're getting. Whereas if you don't, you know, a natural phenomenon in plants is to eventually senesce. So that's why in the fall your trees turn yellow and red and beautiful colors in some parts of the world. But it also, you don't want it to happen too quickly because it has an adverse effect. So if we can keep this plant green longer, which we do with these physiological benefits, we actually allow the factory to keep going, the corn plants to keep putting the energy into the ear that's trying to bulk up. And that's what we refer to when we talk about that. And another benefit, and I won't go into great detail because I'm using too much time here, but and benefits to the stock quality. So we've seen big benefits to stock quality, which has a huge impact on reducing lodging, which improves your harvest use efficiency, getting the combine through, and allowing your corn to dry down in the field naturally instead of having to rush out there and pull it in before the storm's going to knock your corn down. So huge benefits from these physiological effects that have to add to the grower's bottom line above and beyond yield benefits.
Yeah, you rounded it out just as I was going to say, and all of this relating back to those yield improvements that you said that farmers were seeing. So sounds like some great things happening with TrivaPro. I guess, Eric, to finish this conversation out, if farmers are using this fungicide this year, you know, has anything changed? It's now a premix, so hoping to see some of the same benefits that were seen last year, but anything new, or what do you think farmers can expect to see from this growing season?
Yeah, great question. So it is absolutely true we have a premix, so there will be no difference in efficacy other than the fact that there might actually be better efficacy because we actually have one more ounce of propiconazole in the premix than we had in the co-pack. So that's one more ounce of tilt, if you will. But we have a premix, so there'll be less jugs to open. It should be more convenient for growers to use, but it should provide the same quality of disease control and crop enhancement benefits that they saw with the co-pack.
Fungicide product lead for Syngenta, Eric Tedford. Well, a friendly reminder that the Jersey County Fair is in full swing. Tonight, the parade starts at 6, and the Jersey County Talent Competition will take place at 8:15. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.